Today is the Wisconsin August primary, and the general election is just a few months from now on November 8th. Both of those elections, no surprise, are on Tuesdays.
But many people, including our next guest, have advocated for Congress to either make the day a national holiday or move the election to a day that's more convenient and easier for people to head to the polls.
Joining us now is Bo Tremeteer. He's the editor-in-chief of the Northwestern Law Review. He's also involved with the Election Rave campaign. He wrote an editorial about Election Day that we have linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Bo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how big an obstacle to voting do you think our Tuesday Election Day is as things stand right now?
I think it's enormous. I think when you look at the fact that in 2012, an incredibly exciting presidential election, we had less than 59% of eligible voters come out to vote. And that's before a lot of the more recent restrictive voting provisions have come into place. And I think it's an enormous problem. Students are in class. Workers have to be on the job. I think keeping election days in the middle of the week is a huge obstacle to high turnout.
We'll get into the idea of either moving Election Day or making it a holiday in just a bit. But in the meantime, you're working, I mentioned, this Election Rave campaign. You're working to get schools, mostly law colleges, I think, to give people the day off. You're hoping workplaces will follow suit. What are you looking for people to do to make voting day a little easier to access?
That's exactly right. I think that the law schools and colleges are the lowest hanging fruit. These are institutions that are espousing the importance of democracy and of participation, but at the same time are keeping their professors and their students from actually playing a part in it. So we think this is the great opportunity to really raise the bar and have these institutions show private employers and the government that it's possible that you can make one Tuesday every 2 to 4 years really special. And I think the dividends will pay off.
And when you say participating in Election Day, you're talking about voting, but not just voting. You're hoping people get more involved in different ways. Can you talk about that?
That's exactly right. I think it's incredibly important, especially when you're looking at the community of law professors and law students and lawyers, that they take this day, one day again out of every 2 or 4 years, to give back and to go work at the polls. I've worked at polls the last few elections, and the people who sacrifice that time to go and make sure the process works smoothly are giving it their all, but there just aren't enough of them. And whether it's concerns with voter fraud or long lines that deter people who are just too busy to wait 2 or 3 hours to vote, having law students and professors and all other people volunteer half, couple hours of their time on Election Day could eliminate those problems overnight.
Do you think we as a society, Bo, take civic participation, especially in the form of voting and Election Day, seriously enough these days?
I don't think so. Again, I think the numbers speak for themselves. And I think I'm sure there are a lot of folks who would love to go out and cast their ballots, but they're working two jobs. They have kids at home who they need to take care of. And, you know, going and casting a ballot just doesn't seem to be the top priority. I think that by making it a federal holiday, by a bunch of employers, schools canceling their obligations, I think it sends a message that voting is important, and I think that will empower a lot of people who maybe didn't have the flexibility to do it before or maybe didn't really see the impetus to voting. I think it'll get them out to the polls in droves.
Talking to Bo Tremeteer from the Northwestern Law Review. I've got a piece he wrote on the Central Time Facebook page on Election Day and how to fix it, how to make it more accessible for voters. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Okay, Bo, here we are. We've got voting day on a weekday, Tuesday, nothing particularly special about it. How do we get here? Why did we end up with Tuesday in the first place?
I think we have to look back to the 1840s is when we started this tradition, and that's when Congress took a look at all the states who at that time had been setting election days any day of the week over about a 6-week span in late fall. And they said, what's the one day that we could make Election Day happen? And they picked Tuesday. Wednesdays were market days. Most folks back then were farmers. The weekends were dedicated to attending church and other worship. And so when most of these farmers had to travel 10, 12, 14 hours from their farm to the county seat, Tuesday was the only day that didn't interfere with worship and the market. And you know, fast forward 180 years later, and we haven't changed it, even though clearly most of us aren't following that schedule.
Well, let's look at a couple options for changing it for our schedule. Now, one thing people have floated, I think this is in your piece, the idea of moving it not on Tuesday, maybe on Saturday or Sunday when fewer people are at work, when virtually no one is at school. What would be the advantages there?
I think you just hit them. I think that we have fewer obstacles in the way. And of course, you know, there are plenty of people who work on weekends, and it's going to be a challenge for them as well. But I think that moving to the weekends gets rid of a lot of obstacles, especially for students and for young voters who are the least likely to show up. I think in 2014, we had less than 30% of voters under the age of 44 come to the polls. I think that when you move it to a weekend and you get rid of those big commitments, you empower people to come out to the polls. I think by also having on the weekends, it gives a chance for some creativity and creating other programs to ensure that people who do have to work on weekends have a chance to come as well. And most importantly, it's a statement. It's a statement of our values that Election Day is special. It's not just an ordinary Tuesday. And I think that that's missed right now by just going about our daily life on the November 8th.
And what would be the advantage of going for Election Day as a national holiday, whether it's on a weekend or a weekday?
To be frank, I don't think there's much of a difference. I think it really comes down to eliminating people's obstacles. And I think this speaks to why it would be great if Congress took this up and actually gave it some serious consideration. I think these are the sorts of questions that congressional hearings are best suited for conducting studies to investigate which option would support more workers, which option would support more families. And I think that Congress, when it sets its mind to something, can do amazing things. And I think that they could, quite easily craft a fix here that would empower tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans and really make this a truly participatory democracy.
Another option some states have worked with, and there's been some pushback and back and forth, is, well, if the day is hard to vote on, we'll make early voting more accessible to people. Absentee, online, people have been talking about for a while. Do you see a workarounds like that, even if we're stuck for a while with Tuesday?
I think they can be a step in the right direction, but I think they don't get to the core issue of sending the message that voting matters. I think it's great to lower all of those burdens, but when if we were to set aside one day when we as a nation were to come together and choose how we are to govern ourselves, that's an incredibly powerful thing. And I think that when you open up early voting and do these other things, again, those are great steps, but you don't send that message to people. You don't have it reverberate through hundreds of millions of homes in the way that a collective commitment to a single day of voting would.
Some countries, I think Brazil, Australia, have some form of mandatory voting, taking things a little further, I guess. What would you think about that approach?
I think we should have everything on the table. I know the president has kicked around that idea before, and I think that as things stand, it might not necessarily comport with the Constitution as written, but I think that we should be willing to consider anything that increases participation, that gets everyone in the game, ensures that everyone has a voice.
Let's bring on a caller now. We've got Leah on the line in La Crosse. Leah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I don't agree with having it a federal holiday. Moving it to a weekend would be great. I heard him comment and say something like, for mothers or for parents, it's a little of an inconvenience. You want to take care of the kids and stuff like that. And just for me, I'm a student and I also work 3 part-time jobs. And that means that a federal holiday means that I have to take 8 hours on my day and not get paid to vote instead of taking the hour off or trying to make different arrangements. And I think it's kind of forcing my hand and a lot of single mothers' hand as well.
Leah, thanks, but you'd be up for a weekend, though, you're saying.
Yes.
Leah, thanks a lot for that call. Bo, any option here is going to be difficult maybe for somebody that is not difficult for now. There's going to be unintended consequences.
Most certainly, and I think that's exactly why Congress needs to step up to the table and actually look at this and figure out what solution is the best for the most number of people. And I think that right now we have hundreds of millions of people, 100 million of people who aren't having their voice heard, and that by definition, we're not hearing from them because they're not showing up to vote. And I think we need to think about that reality, but also, of course, keep in mind what effects any of these changes would have, and hopefully find a solution that minimizes the collateral inconveniences to people like Leah.
We're talking to Beau Tremeteer. He's the editor-in-chief of the Northwestern Law Review. He's involved in the Election Rave campaign. He's talking with us now about how best to encourage people to vote. He says one idea, maybe, to get people to the polls, forget this Tuesday election as it stands now. Either move elections to the weekend or explore making Election Day some kind of national holiday.
And we want to hear from you. Do you think having Election Day on a Tuesday creates barriers for people to vote? Do you think you'd be more likely to vote if Election Day was a national holiday or on a weekend? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. As always, you can also email your thoughts to talk@wpr.org.
We're continuing our conversation about Election Day and how best to get people out to the polls. Beau Tremeteer is with us. He's editor-in-chief of the Northwestern Law Review. He's involved with the Election Rave campaign, which is advocating for shifting Election Day to a day of the week that's more convenient to voters or making it a national holiday.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. How would you feel if Election Day moved from a Tuesday to a Saturday? Do you find that getting time off work makes it difficult to head to the polls? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or leave your comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll go back to our callers now. We have Jim on the line in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Good afternoon. I mean, the government allows us several months to file our taxes, which we're required to do so legally. What is wrong with voter week? From Monday to Sunday, we could have a chance at our convenience to vote to ensure a full participatory democracy. And does your guest have an opinion that the truth be told that there is one party that benefits from lower turnout and politically always seeks to ensure that? I look forward to his answer. Thank you.
Jim, thanks for the call. Let's take that in 2 points. First, forget Election Day. Make it, Jim saying, Beau, an election week. Would there be something to be said? It would take some logistics, I guess, more volunteers at the polls, but would that be an idea worth exploring?
It's most certainly a step in the right direction. I think that, again, that sets a statement that voting matters. It increases opportunities for people who might have a really busy Tuesday. I think that would be a big improvement over where we are now.
And Jim, wondering if there is a partisan advantage for one party or the other making it easier or harder to vote. Is that something that you're looking at, Beau? Is something you'd want to weigh in on?
We're a nonpartisan effort. We believe that increased participation is good for everyone. And I don't think there's any, there's no partisan motive for what we're looking to do. And I think that increased awareness of our electoral process benefits all.
Thanks for the call, Jim. We'll go next to Matt with us in Madison. Matt, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I'd like to see a longer voting day. You have multiple working shifts, and right now I work 10-hour days and have an hour and a half commute each way. So being able to get to the polls at a reasonable time is just doesn't work very well. I'd like to see, maybe a longer day if the holiday isn't an option, then just extend hours.
Matt, thanks for the call. Yeah, 8 to 8 here today, and 7 to 8. Beau, thanks a lot for that call, Matt. Beau, longer voting hours he's calling for.
Again, a step in the right direction. I think that when you do that, you will come across the challenge of, as you noted earlier, needing more volunteers at the polls. And I think you'll need to ensure that folks have time to dedicate their day to helping those with long shifts, whether the days are canceled or not, from getting on. So, I think that that's one of those incremental changes, just like having law schools and colleges cancel classes, that takes us in the right direction. Congress isn't going to make this change on their own. They're not going to do it overnight. I think it takes grassroots efforts, a school at a time, a state at a time, to get them to see the importance of changes like these.
We'll go back to our callers. Dee is on the line in Green Bay. Dee, hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm on the way to the poll right now. I was able to get off of work early today. I had to stop at the grocery store. I'll be taking some of my groceries in with me, the most convenient way and the way to get people to vote is to do it online.
Dee, thanks for the call. Take your dairy to vote day, I guess. Bo, but she's saying online voting would be a more of a benefit to her.
I think it's something to consider, but I think we also need to, again, it should be one of the options on the table when Congress takes a serious look at this. But I think also it doesn't get to the heart of the problem that we have not made a statement as a nation that participation matters. I think you have in a lot of states with early voting, you have something equivalent to online voting in terms of the same level of convenience, but we still see participation rates that are quite low. I think that coming together around a single day or a week makes a statement to people that this is something we all have an obligation to do. I wouldn't shy away from considering online voting if we knew it could be safe and secure. But again, I don't think that fully solves all of our problems.
Tom on Facebook writes, it needs to be a well-publicized holiday. The primary needs to be moved back to September so the student and vacation vote is not lost. 16% turnout should not be a deciding vote. And Bo, just to let you know what's going on in Wisconsin today, is primary election day. That's been an argument, people saying because it's in the summer, you don't get that student vote. People are on vacation. Predicted today 16% or so voter turnout. What do you think about the timing of elections? Not that big ticket one in November, but those primaries that can fall in the summer.
I think that matters a lot as well. I think it's important to have as many people as possible having a say into who our candidates are and who our elected officials are. I think that if the data proved that you had people more prone to be out of town and out of state in August than they would be in September, and then sure, it makes sense to move that in September. I think the focus needs to be stripping away politics, sitting back and looking at what changes increase the number of people who set foot in polling stations whenever it is that we open them up. And I think that those options need to be on the table, and I see no reason why to wait any longer.
Talking to Bo Tremeteer about voting day, he says our current system of election day on a normal work and school day Tuesday isn't getting the turnout we need, isn't getting the civic participation we need. Looking at the idea of maybe making it a national holiday or moving it to weekend, some way to get more people access to the polls. Back to our callers now with George in La Crosse. George, hi.
Hi, this is George. I'm from La Crosse. And I agree wholeheartedly that we need to do something different than just one day. You know, 2 or 3 days of voting would be much better than just one day, you know, from 7 to 8.
George, thanks a lot for that call. And Bo, that's the second person looking for more days of voting. You're hoping that somebody, though, Bo, starts the discussion to do something different than what we're doing now. Who would need to get that started?
I think everyone who's listening can. I think the power of writing to your congressman is something that maybe some of us have forgotten. It can be an incredibly powerful tool to remind them that you care. You could go online, www.electionrave.com, and reach out to us and let you know how you think we can do a better job of promoting these ideas. I think this isn't going to happen unless all of us as ordinary voters and you know, non-voters stand up and make our voice heard.
Thanks for the call, George. We've got Judy on the line with us now in Mount Sterling. Judy, hi.
Hi. I have some things to say. Number one, you mentioned that our election poll workers are volunteers. I take issue with that. They're not volunteers. They're paid. If we had 6 or 7 days of voting in my small community, it would break our budget. That's one. The other thing is, what about primaries? Is that going to be a holiday, too? And number three, I think people are making a statement by staying away.
Judy, thanks a lot for the call, and thank you for correcting me. Not volunteers. They are compensated for working at the poll, so my mistake there. But Bo, she's saying we couldn't afford to have expanded hours because we're paying people and keeping those sites open in more days. And the people who aren't showing up at the polls, they're making a statement. All the changes in the world won't get them, maybe, to the polls.
I think you do have a lot of people who spend time at the polls on Election Day, election monitors and other poll watchers who are doing it without making a dime. And I think that those are people that are important to not forget. I also think that if we had Election Day as a holiday, you'd have more people who could afford to take the day off, more, for instance, attorneys and people who are trained in the law who would be able to take that time and maybe wouldn't need any compensation to go and help out at the polls, and it could even be better for local municipalities and their budgets. And I think that that's the notion that not showing up is making a statement. It certainly is, and it's I've heard it loud and clear, and that's the motivation for me to want to play my part in this effort and try and find a way to engage with those tens of millions of Americans who don't feel that anyone is representing their voice and are so discouraged with our political system that they stay away entirely. I think that statement is, been heard loud and clear by many of us.
Bo, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Bo Tremeteer, editor-in-chief of the Northwestern Law Review. He's involved with the Election Rave campaign. He wrote a piece in The Hill calling for making Election Day a national holiday in order to allow more people to vote. The Election Rave campaign has been working with campuses nationwide in order to make it easier for students to vote. We've got a link to his piece, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page.